Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
746 and a half. That would be 13 and a half, if my math is right, before 8 o'clock. And we continue to talk about the coronavirus and the effects it has on the economy and so forth. Dr. Susan Hassig joins us, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me ask you this. We were talking to Art Kaplan earlier, a doctor, a medical ethicist from the Langone Medical Center in New York, and we're talking about vaccines and, I guess, challenge, if you want to call it that, whatever the phrase Dr. Fred used. And here's the thing for the people that are just joining us. As it stands now with the vaccine trials, and Dr. Hassig, please jump in if I say anything wrong. As it stands now, with the vaccine trials, they give some people a vaccine, they give some people a placebo, then they send them out in the community. Nobody is deliberately exposed to anything, but you're supposed to report back after a period of time. And in essence, they hope you've got the they hope you've been exposed to the virus, because otherwise they're not going to know if the vaccine works or not. It would seem to me, and I know
correct.
You would have, that's correct? So it would seem to me it would be far more efficient and scientific to expose people intentionally to the virus if they knew what they were doing and were fully aware of all of the dangers involved, including, look, we really don't have a way to save you. Understand this. You're in essence being a hero if you're willing to do this, but that way we can more quickly decide or figure out what works and what works and doesn't, as opposed to sending you out there and, although it's not nice to say, hoping you get it. Am I wrong in anything I said?
Well, the issue of human challenge formats of trials is really, really problematic from an ethical perspective. And you would be, I mean, we have rules about what we are allowed to do, even if people are willing to do it. And so in terms of preventing people from feeling unduly coerced and influenced and forced in subtle or not so subtle ways to participate in research. And so the problem with coronavirus as it currently stands is we do not have a dependable rescue drug. So, you know, if we were to allow people or directly infect individuals with, let's say, a salmonella bacteria, we can treat the salmonella bacteria once we've established that the infection has occurred. We don't have a therapy right now that is 100% effective at preventing people from progressing to severe clinical illness. And frankly, we are still trying to figure out just what the extent of impact that this virus can have on humans that it infects. And we've seen now a lot more reports of cardiac scarring, lung scarring, kidney damage, neurologic damage. And that is just not an acceptable risk to deliberately expose people to.
But yet, you kind of want, if nobody gets exposed, we never know if we have a vaccine, right? So
Well, that's why science takes time. That's the unfortunate reality of having to wait for biology to work its processes. And it's very frustrating in terms of, you know, we want an answer right now. But frankly, I wouldn't participate in the human challenge trial because there are just too many unknowns. And I want a vaccine badly because it's the only thing that's going to really help us get back. But the risks are very much unclear and unknown. And, you know, we have historically in our past done things to people where we shouldn't have, and taken shortcuts. And that's really not the best way to do good science.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. Dr. Susan Hassig is our guest associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And we're talking about vaccine and research and human challenge. And I guess, doctor, you can pick it up here when we come back. Part of the problem is people think they know what they're agreeing to and they feel like they want it until it happens. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, wait, I didn't know this was going to happen. 7:51 and a half, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, August 6th. No surprise, it's going to be hot. Highs of 96, 30% chance for showers. But you know what? If there's no tropical weather, I will take that all the way through October. Susan Hassig is our guest. Dr. Susan Hassig, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And, doctor, I don't mean to get stuck on this with the human challenge and so forth. And I understand that it was abused terribly in the past. But, in essence, I'm giving somebody, as it stands now, a vaccine, a test vaccine. I'm sending them out into the public. I'm telling them to come back in X amount of days. And I'm hoping they have the virus, because if not, I'm not able to test anything. Am I right?
Well, it's not a process of days. It's a process of months and possibly as long as a year. And that's even though we are seeing, I mean, one of the really important things to understand is that we are seeing lots of people become infected, but any given point in time, we have a very small percentage of the population infected. And so these individuals are going to behave as they would normally behave. They are going to wear face coverings or they're not. They're going to be out in an essential job where they're interacting with lots of people, or they may not be. And that's part of what is important in terms of assessing a vaccine as well is, you know, under circumstances, how will it in fact function? One of the real challenges with the idea of human challenges, these vaccines may not work. They may not protect. We don't know that. That's why we have to do the trial. And that is just really from an ethical perspective of protecting human subjects in research, you know, a really important hurdle.
Not to be argumentative, but if nobody contracts the virus, well, then you never do get to test the vaccine. So it seems like, in pure layman's language, doctor, it seems like I don't want to give you the virus. I want somebody else to do my dirty work for me, and I want somebody else to give you the virus, or do you get it in a different way so my hands are clean? Although, I really want you to get the virus so I can see if this vaccine works.
Well, the unfortunate reality of any research is that bad things have to happen to people for us to figure out whether something good can come. And that's, you know, whether we're testing a new medication, we're trying to prove that a new medication is better than an old medication, then something less than optimal has to happen to the person with the old medication to prove the new medication is good. But in those cases, people are already sick. We're looking at a situation where people are not sick. And it's not that they're just going to be waiting. They're going to be monitoring these individuals over time. They're going to be interacting with them on a regular basis. They're not just sending them off into the world. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be monitoring for different kinds of responses in individuals to see what kinds of immune responses develop, what types of stimulation. They're going to be looking for markers of all sorts of issues in these individuals.
We're out of time. I appreciate you educating us. I really do. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.